Thanks for having us in. We appreciate it. Yeah, Dustin, he works with us. Actually, he works for Legacy Church. He works with our homeless ministries, our prison ministries, some of those outreach things that we do,
yes,
and all the teams that serve and volunteer to make that happen. Then he also works with Holly to make things happen with Feed New Mexico Kids.
Feed New Mexico,
we do a lot with that, to adopt a bunch of schools to help out children that we know need help.
Well, Daniel, you guys, I understand from Holly, are feeding over 300, you're providing 300 snack packs a week. That's a massive amount of meals, right, to be providing.
Yeah, and that number has actually even grown over the last couple months or so. We're actually up around 480 snack packs a week at 11
different
schools. Yeah, and that's the thing that's interesting about it, is because of that particular need, it's just growing. Mm-hmm. When people find out about the help, you know, you find out more and more kids who are needing it. So almost every school that we had, they end up needing additional packs. So almost everyone at the beginning of the year, they're like, yeah, I think we've got, you know, 40 kids that are going to need assistance. You know, they contact you a few months later and they're like, yeah, can we make it 65? You know, can we make it? You know, so you just start seeing more and more of these kids, coming in needing assistance, needing additional, help throughout the year. So
Dustin King speaking with us about, him overseeing the homeless outreach, and he's a liaison with Feed New Mexico Kids, talking about how many kids are being fed. Dustin, what do you need in terms of help? You need help probably with donations. You need help with,
correct,
food. I don't know how volunteers come to you. Kind of summarize all that.
You know, most of our volunteer process, specifically with Legacy, is going to be people who are in our church, people who are a part of it. They take our church's Next Step program and stuff, and they're volunteers in it. And that's the goal of Feed New Mexico Kids, is for each church, as they build up their program, to take on schools that are close to them. So Legacy, we take on the ones that are in our area, and we're doing our best to connect. So we did that in the fact that since we have multiple campuses, we have the ones that are in Rio Rancho. We have a school in Rio Rancho. We have a campus out in Edgewood, New Mexico. So we went ahead and made sure and connected with one of the high schools there. So we're trying to make sure and connect to the schools close to you. So yes, if somebody doesn't have a Feed New Mexico Kids program, they can always donate. They can donate food to any of our campuses, even throughout the week. We can accept those donations. We'll get them in the packs, and we'll definitely get them to the kids. They can also do monetarily. You know, we can accept that, you know, with a note that this is for Feed New Mexico Kids, and we can definitely, we'll go buy the food and then put it in the packs for them. So,
well, we're going to have a lot of time today, a whole hour talking to you guys about everything going on. So I want you to give the mic back over to Daniel. And Daniel, I want to ask you about the young man sitting to the left of Dustin, and that's Travis. And Travis is, you guys have recently taken over the ministry at Steelbridge, and that's an amazing endeavor. Homelessness in our city is pervasive. Introduce Travis, if you will, in that ministry.
Absolutely. So we got involved with Steelbridge because they were literally about to close down. So we came in just to help the ministry out, to keep them surviving and existing. That's something that Legacy has been able to do with our campuses, take potential buildings that were churches that were going to go be sold to the world to be used in that way, to come buy them back and use them for the church. So making sure it's in a similar situation to protect this great ministry that's been, you know, in existence for 65 plus years, that's serving the community. Now we wanted to say, okay, we don't want this ministry to stop. Steelbridge has some great things going. Travis was actually already involved there. Their executive director was just about to step down, move into retirement, into his next chapter of life, and ready to hand the reins to Travis. And so we were able to come alongside to make that happen. So as you mentioned, Jim, this is Travis Clark with Steelbridge Ministries.
Travis, what's going on over there? And I know you've set up a basketball hoop somewhere over there.
Yeah, every day we shoot hoops.
That's good. That's
part
good
of the recovery
medicine.
Process. You know?
That's a good medicine. Amen. Well, tell us, Travis, tell us where Steelbridge is going. I mean, maybe you should even summarize homelessness in Albuquerque. I mean, I'm understanding from what the mayor says that there are as many at any given time, particularly in the summer, as many as 10,000 homeless people in our community.
Yeah. I think the one thing that you say is, when you look at it, it's those categories of what homelessness is. And a lot of people only see the people on the side of the street that are panhandling or maybe sleeping under a bridge, but it's much bigger than that. Homelessness are the people sleeping on somebody else's couch. right, that doesn't have a home, or they're sharing a hotel room that have several people living in it. And those people sometimes aren't considered in the what they call the PIT count, the point in time count, when they do the assessment of who's homeless, and they get missed out on. And we don't see how big the epidemic of homelessness is to our city. So it's much bigger than, you know, the bond that just passed a week ago. It's a huge thing. When you talk about summarizing what homelessness is, you know, homelessness is actually the end result of a whole bunch of other things that happen, whether they be mental illness, some trauma that's taking place in their life, or a lack of an education of poverty, things have gone on to know how not to live in that state anymore. So it's a big, giant process. And, you know, myself with my brother to the right of me here, Pastor Pedro, we dig wholeheartedly with a passion to solve this problem and get our city back in the right direction.
Well, you mentioned Pedro Jaramillo. He is directing the Expect a Miracle ministry, and I'm familiar a little bit with Expect a Miracle because I've had a friend of mine that went into the year treatment program a couple years ago and is thriving. He and his family are doing really well. So I'm going to go back to Daniel. Daniel, introduce this show.
Yeah, absolutely. So Pedro, the great thing about Pedro is he came to the church, and he's a church member. He's a church member with his family. They serve. They're involved. His children, his grandchildren, they're just coming and being regular church members. Well, at the same time as being a church member, like many of us hopefully all are, then he's running this ministry, Expect a Miracle Ministry. So he didn't come to us. He never asked us for anything. He never asked us for help. He just came and became a great church member. We found out who he was, what he was doing. So now we've come alongside and we do some things for him, some monetary support when they need it, some monthly support. But really, he just came alongside and was truly a model Christian family man. And then he happens to be Pastor Pedro that's running this great ministry, Expect a Miracle, that's changing the lives of people.
Pedro, before you say anything, I want to say this I have an admiration really for all of you in the ministry, because you're going into ministry into difficult fields. You're creating relationships with folks that are hurting, and you have to love them into the kingdom. There's no throwing them a Four Spiritual Laws brochure and walking away. You guys have made a commitment to love these folks and to care for them and to meet their physical needs and their spiritual needs, and you're their family. And man, that's a God thing. That's all it can be. Pedro, tell us about Expect a Miracle.
Well, Expect a Miracle has been founded in 2012. We've been here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Our vision is to reach out to those that are struggling with various types of addiction. We want to bring them in, and we want to get them grounded in the Word of God, grounded and rooted in the Word of God. We know that Jesus Christ is the answer. For my life, I've been clean for 19 years because of a ministry similar to this. And, you know, we are seeing the blessing of Christ in people's lives when they receive Christ. We've seen the transformation that is taking place in those that are coming in and getting grounded and rooted into the Word of God.
What a blessing. We're going to be back with more with all these ministries from Legacy Church of Albuquerque. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Grandpa Miguel.
And this is Stella Diaz from Monroe's.
And this is Ava. From our family to yours, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And don't forget to visit us at our new location on 4th and Mountain this December.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of the other guys, old school, hokey games, and cheesy sales tactics, then come experience something new school at Power Ford. Our approach is simple. We make it all about you. Every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty, complimentary maintenance, and roadside assistance. And we also guarantee that we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule while working toward a certificate or fully accredited undergraduate or graduate degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Select teachings from the Bible from 30,000 feet are now part of the distance learning curriculum at Veritas International University, with online classes from Pastor Skip Heitzig, including Old Testament Survey, New Testament Survey, Genesis, and Revelation. When you complete the Bible from 30,000 Feet curriculum and connect with Calvary College, you'll receive a special certificate from Calvary Church. Through Veritas, you can take online, fully accredited classes working towards a bachelor's, master's, or a PhD. The spring semester is quickly approaching. For a full list of classes and to enroll, go to viu.ves.edu. That's viu.ves.edu.
This is Buck Buckner, owner of the Raintone Car Spa with four Albuquerque locations, including our newest at Sevilla and Coors. From my family and the entire Car Spa staff, may the holiday season and reason fill your home with joy, your hearts with love, and your life with laughter.
Skip Heitzig has a powerful application about Israel and the Promised Land in this hotspot.
This is the Promised Land.
Promised Land.
And yet the smoke of war is everywhere in the Promised Land.
Hotspot.
Once again, the Christian life is not a playground. It is a battleground. Suit up. Wear the armor of the Spirit.
Don't be surprised by that.
What is it going to be for you? Victim or victor?
But there are spiritual pacifists. They just don't like the idea of spiritual warfare. Well, then if you don't fight, you will fall.
Want more from Skip? Visit connectwithskip.com. Now Skip has this PowerPoint.
You have to realize that once you come to Christ, great, you're on your way to heaven. Great, you're bearing fruit for the Lord. Because of that, you're a target.
Enjoy Skip's teachings from the comfort of your home. Add the Skip Heitzig channel to your Roku device. Finally, this from Skip.
I want you to think, really? Satan is mad at me? I'm glad. In fact, I'm honored.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us on ABQ Connect. I have Associate Pastor Daniel McCabe, Travis Clark, the Director of Steel Bridge, Pedro Jaramillo, the Director and Pastor of Expect a Miracle, and Dustin King. He oversees the homeless outreach and he is the liaison for the church with Feed New Mexico Kids. Pastor Daniel, I got to ask you about legacy. People, sure. The church is exploding. You have campuses opening up in Rio Rancho. You now are at Wyoming and Montgomery. And, of course, everybody's familiar with your central campus out on the west side. You have a high school now.
We do.
Which is exciting.
We do, yeah. We have a school that's pre-K 4 all the way up to 11th grade. And then basically what we've been doing with the high school is adding a grade every year once we start it. So next school year when that starts, we'll be all the way through 12th grade.
Daniel, you guys are doing all of this, and I know that your leadership team is meeting on a regular basis and listening to God. Tell me what God's telling you. What are you guys doing, man? You guys are all over the place.
Yeah, so we have those campuses opened up. I mean, we figured, you know, one of the reasons why we went to the east side is we had actually, it's kind of a funny story. We heard people, we rented to an orchestra that was on the east side, and they lost a lot of their patrons while they were remodeling because people didn't want to cross the river. It's kind of a funny thing. So we realized, okay, let's jump to the east side. We also opened up at our first campus. Was actually the first multi-site was in Cottonwood Theaters. Oh. That has since moved to Rio Rancho. So that's in Premier Theater. And then we also have a campus now in
Daniel,
Edgewood.
The Premier Theater is at Southern Boulevard and UNSER.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you're meeting in the theater on
Sunday
mornings?
Yep, on Sunday mornings at 9 and 10:45. We have two services there on Sunday mornings.
Great. And your original campus, the West Side campus, when are services there?
Services there on the weekend or Sundays. So we have three services, 9, 10:45, and 12:30. And then we have a big midweek service there as well on Wednesday night at 6:30.
Outstanding. And then your campus on the east side.
Yeah, the east side has a Saturday night service at 5:30 every Saturday. And then it has one Sunday morning service at 10:45. But we also have a midweek there on Tuesdays at 6:30.
Well, so. and I was actually there this past Saturday and hearing about another thing that we haven't even mentioned, and that is the Make-A-Wish, your cooperation and partnership with Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, that cooperation and that partnership started actually probably in 2003. We came alongside and we sponsored two children in the month of December for Make-A-Wish. And that just kind of our heart and decision, as you said, as a team made a decision to say, hey, let's make this our Christmas gift to the community. So over the years, that has now grown. And basically what we've done over the past 5-6 years is taken their entire December list. And because of God's mercy, God's grace, and people being extremely generous, we've been able to raise over $100,000 every year. This year, needing to be raised $116,000 to basically fulfill every need for December. So that's our Christmas gift back to the community that we come alongside and say, hey, we have no strings attached, but we say, hey, this is the wish that these children have, that, you know, they have, as we know. I mean, we know the children, we've seen the different things, the different commercials, the different things for Make-A-Wish, and we know those families are hurting.
Many of those children have terminal illnesses,
yes,
or at least life-threatening
Absolutely.
Illnesses. And they make a wish in the midst of their dire circumstance, and Make-A-Wish gives them that wish.
Yeah, Make-A-Wish is a great foundation. They've got partnerships set up to make that, number one, as cheap as possible to pull something off, even though the wish isn't necessarily cheap, but they've partnered. They're smart to
sure.
make that happen. But also then, they, with different places, if they go to Disney, that those, they have the medical staff there to help with some of these, you know, emergency type things that come up while someone is gone. I mean, they
right.
have to continue to think about their illness even while they're on their wish. But so that it's easy for us to come alongside instead of trying to do that on our own. Hey, this may not be a quote unquote Christian organization, but we understand we can still show these families the love of God, the love of Christ, and give them a great wish to help them. And because it affects, when someone's sick, it doesn't just affect the child. Of course, we know it affects siblings, it affects parents. And so this is just a great opportunity to give them some time to see that need.
Daniel, we're going to go to Dustin now, who is helping to oversee the ministries of Legacy Church in regard to homeless outreach and Feed New Mexico Kids. And these are, you know, we were talking with Travis, and the problem is there's many thousands of homeless people in our community.
Yeah.
Dustin, where do you get the energy to and the vision to see how you can affect our community and in a positive way and love people where they're at?
Yeah, well, to start with Feed New Mexico Kids, the vision was really cast by a lady named Holly.
Yeah.
Originally,
Holly's she's a regular contributor
yes.
to our program,
yeah.
so we know Holly
and
well.
So you guys know Holly, and I was simply listening on the radio, and I heard the information. Things that I had no idea. I had no idea there were over 3,700 kids who are considered homeless in Albuquerque, and that's just APS.
Yes.
So I had no idea there were needs at levels that I just wasn't aware of. I didn't know the need, it was out there. And as long as you're unaware of it, then you can just blissfully go about your life and blissfully go about, oh, well, what can I, you know, I didn't know. But once you know, in my opinion, I think now you're required to do something.
Mm.
If you don't have the information, what can we say? But when you know the problems exist and you choose not to be a part of the solution, then that's when I start questioning exactly how do you do that? So I was in the position where I was going along. I was like, man, we really need to get some food over there.
Mm.
And then my wife hears the same story. And she comes to me and she's like, did you know? And I really, really, really wish I had been able to say no. I had no idea. But I was like, yeah, I heard. She's like, well, what are we doing about it? I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, so it changed everything. And I'm like, okay, yeah, what are we doing about it? Exactly. That's exactly right. So I go in and I talk to some of the pastors at the church and I go, hey, here's a need. Do you think do you think we could get involved with this?
Yes.
And that's how it grew. And once people are finding out, it's not hard at all to convince people that hungry kids need help.
Yes.
Because it doesn't have the same stigma it does when you're dealing with adults who are homeless. Because people realize immediately, oh, well, these kids don't have an option. They're children. They can't go out and get their own job. They can't go out and do these things. So specifically with children, you have that ability to pull on heartstrings, and people have that need. Saying that, working with the homeless ministry, now that changes things. And there is a certain stigma to homelessness that people feel. And they don't feel that initial jumping and wanting to help a lot of times. Because you know, in the back of your mind, I think you think, well, why aren't they doing something for themselves?
And I think some people have had a negative experience
sure,
with a homeless
absolutely.
Person. I mean, sometimes you might be approached by somebody that is a little scary.
Right.
And sometimes they're not very happy if you don't give them money. I mean, but they're just human beings like us.
Exactly.
They're dealing with a high level of frustration, exhaustion, addictions, all of those.
And I think that's really what you begin to see if you do spend some time with them. The big thing you realize is the majority of these people are not in their right mind. They're not in a normal state. So the idea of, oh, well, why don't you just go get a job? That's not a statement that makes sense in this community. They're dealing with, a lot of them maybe are off medications, are, you know, having these problems. And so when you're dealing with them, you know, and then a lot of them have been hurt. A lot of them have been, you know, hurt by the community or by things that have gone on. When we did a service, for Veterans Day, and it was heartbreaking to see how many of them stood up when we honored our veterans in that service. Mm-hmm. How many of them stood up and said, yeah, I fought for this country. It was during our service. Sorry. It was during our homeless service that we do twice a month. As well as doing stuff out in the community. So
yeah, amazing stuff. Well, we're going to be back to talk to Travis Clark. He's the director of Steel Bridge, which is the primary homeless ministry of Legacy Church now. So we'll be right back. More from ABQ Connect right after these messages.
Hi, this is John Chitwood. All of us here at Southern Boulevard Automotive want to wish you a very Merry Christmas as we celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ's birthday. And we want to wish you all a happy, holy day.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
So we weren't ready to sell our home, but we did need to move. So we needed to find a realtor who also did property management. One of the things that was important to us, to my husband and I, is that we started putting our money where our mouth was and hiring someone who is a believer, hiring someone who is a Christian. It was maybe a week that he came over to our house, toured it, and got the contract signed. I would say overall, Dom was efficient. He was available, quick, easy. I didn't have to worry about a thing.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644. 899-4644.
Se habla español.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Associate Legacy Church Pastor Daniel McCabe in studio with three of his team members at Legacy Church doing some amazing ministry throughout the studio. Daniel's intrigued as Dustin was sharing with us some of the things that he shared about the Make-A-Wish Foundation and wanting to help kids. And of course, you now are working through Steel Bridge.
Yes.
And you're working, come alongside Pedro with Expect a Miracle. So I have to say I'm embarrassed in that when I was a young Christian, we used to do things. We were zealous for the Lord. We had a little Four Spiritual Laws track, which I'm not putting those down, but we would go up to people that were in dire need, just like they are today.
Right.
Share with them what we called the love of Christ and the four spiritual laws. And if they didn't believe what we believe, we would just walk away. And I'm embarrassed to say that we did that. You guys are not doing that. You guys are going out and saying, man, what do you need? You need food to eat. You need shelter, roof over your head. You need medical attention. And you guys are meeting those needs. And that's how you're winning people to Christ. How's the heart of the church in general, do you think, changed to have a perspective like this?
Well, I think it comes from the vision of the leader, of the senior pastor, to come alongside and say, we want to reach the up and outer. We want to reach the down and outer. Mm-hmm. So whether it's someone that's an addiction, homeless, just hurting, they have some of these very basic needs from food to, you know, just a place to stay warm. to be able to come alongside and to help those that, you know, no one else may want to potentially help them. I don't mean that in really a negative way, but or we just think someone else is going to take care of it as a mentality that we have as we drive by. Well, someone else has that, or we want to come alongside and say, okay, we're going to do this as a church. We'll come alongside and say, hey, let's have this. Dustin was talking about these services directly for homeless people. Let's have these services. Let's feed them. But now we can come alongside and say, hey, we've got this place, Stillbridge, that we want you. If you need a place to stay, we can get you there right now. We'll take you in a van. We'll take you over there. They'll get you set up for what you need to be able to enter into that program to get in there. And so you can get shelter. You can get in the right state of mind as God transforms somebody's life so they can experience that life change. And that's what we believe as a church. We want to connect people with God. We want people to grow in relationships so they'll stay connected, and then that we'll live generously. And because we have such great people that live generously, we're able to do these things with Make-A-Wish or Expect a Miracle and now Stillbridge. And the great thing about Stillbridge is we came alongside to really save that ministry and save that great organization. But now we want other churches. We've said, hey, we want people come alongside of us. And Travis has done a great job of that, connecting with people in the community, with our city officials, with elected officials, and then as well as multiple churches in our community to say, hey, here's the opportunities you have to come alongside and to impact the lives of people to help with this homeless epidemic that we have here in Albuquerque.
Well, and you mentioned your leadership, Senior Pastor Steve Smotherman. And of course you work very closely with him, as does your team. And what a neat vision. Travis, you've got Stillbridge on your hands now, and that's a massive endeavor. Tell us your vision and where you're going with Stillbridge.
Yeah. You know, number one, I'm so blessed to be able to attend Legacy Church and be a part of that group because we do have an amazing leader. Pastor Steve, and his heart to come across. One of the things he says is, you know, we want to take care of the people that nobody wants. Mm-hmm. And when he came into the idea and the opportunity to help Stillbridge get back on its feet and come in the direction, it was completely his heart. You know, he's understood it. He has a history. He has family members that have been in addiction and dealt with those things. So he saw the need and the desire to change this industry. So, you know, at Stillbridge, our vision is really to change one person at a time to transform our city. And if you can change that one person, what can they do in the long term in effect? And we do a lot of that by creating solutions. It's not about stopping and ending homelessness, because even the Bible says you're always going to have the poor. Mm-hmm. We've got to be able to teach people how to break the cycle of poverty, addiction, and trauma. Mm-hmm. And if we can teach them those and be able to have a practical application to get out of those cycles, well, then we're going to transform who they are in the long run.
Yes. What are the services? Obviously, you're a homeless shelter. Yeah. If people have addiction issues and things, you also work with them. Mm-hmm. And I know that's what Expect a Miracle does, and Pedro's going to tell us about that in a little bit. But is that also part of the services you offer?
Absolutely. And, you know, we like to call them, we're not even a homeless shelter, we're a transformation center.
Oh, okay.
You know, we really want to transform people from one thing to another, and that's when you look back upon our vision and who we really are. We offer all kinds of things. So number one, we do bring people into our program and look at an opportunity to change them. They have to want a true heart change to come from one step of where they are in addiction or trauma or poverty and be somebody else. They got to be serious about change in the program. We protect that and we guard that very carefully. But on the outside of that, we have another facility down at 2021 Second Street that is really our own personal outreach. Where we have a facility that's for women in crisis. You know, a lot of these women that sit in Coronado Park, which used to be Train Park, yeah. You know, they get there raped, they're beaten, they're out on the streets being used and sold. They just need a place to go sleep during the day. And
Travis, I have to tell you, I'm not going to mention any politicians' names, but I was involved with a couple of Saturday mornings where we were feeding the homeless in that park. And one of our former mayors, few years ago, would turn the sprinklers on so we couldn't feed the homeless at park. So I saw that happen one Saturday, and I decided I can go down to the Walmart and buy a whole bunch of sand buckets the kids play with, and I put them over all the sprinklers. And we didn't have to worry about it. The politicians weren't very happy, but we were able to really reach a lot of people. So What are things that you need at Steelbridge? Do you need coach, jackets, blankets, food? I don't know how people get involved with Steelbridge.
Absolutely. So that whole facility, we actually have a facility adjacent to that park.
Oh, okay.
Just on the north side of I-40 right there is our facility that actually has, it's our resource center. So we have clothing that we give out to the public.
Okay.
There's pants, there's shirts, there's jackets, from infants all the way to adults. So it's not just a facility for homeless men and women. There is a opportunity for them to get clothing for children as well. So we have that facility. So, yes, jackets, clothes. We partner, again, with Feed New Mexico Kids, and they actually are going to start packing their food bags right there in the facility itself.
Oh, nice. Because so you have nice space there to do that?
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
So we have that. We've recently partnered with the city of Albuquerque. That's going to be that is a drop-off location to, again, protect women and children, so they can go in there, get on the bus, and take that to the West Side Shelter. We're offering them food in the morning so they get breakfast so they can actually get on the bus. You know, so many things, Jim, people don't understand that these people are staying out at the West Side Shelter, which is about 20 miles outside of town.
Mm-hmm.
They catch a bus to come all the way in and get dropped off at Train Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to use public transportation to get to Rio Grande High School or El Dorado High School. And we're talking 3 hours just to get to school in the morning to get a public education. So there's barriers there, and we're trying to lift those barriers so they can change their lives.
Wow. And these are massive endeavors. Legacy Church and Steve Smotherman, you guys don't do anything small. It's all massive. Well, we're going to be back and talk with Pedro a little bit about Expect a Miracle. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Here's Joy Junction CEO, Elma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless men, women, and children for 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have our new additional rooms and a separate space for single men and single women. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org. Do you have an old clunker sitting there collecting dust, rust, and weeds? Donate it to Joy Junction. We would be glad to take it off your hands. Doesn't matter what condition, running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us. We'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help?
This is Pastor Scott Tom. Are you new in town? Looking for a church? Visit us at Cross Christian Fellowship. We have verse-by-verse teaching, casual dress, and contemporary worship. There are great opportunities for community and service. We are located just north of Osuna on Edith. For more information, visit crossfellowship.org. See you at the cross.
This Christmas, think of Matthew 20:28. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Following his example, we first serve our customers, employees, and community. Quality service and community. Merry Christmas from all of us at Duke City Ready Mix.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I'm blessed this afternoon to have Pastor Daniel McCabe with Legacy Church and Travis Clark, Director of Steelbridge, Pedro Jaramillo, he's the Director and Pastor of Expect a Miracle, and Dustin King, he oversees the homeless outreach and he is the liaison for Legacy Church with Feed New Mexico Kids. We were just talking with Travis. I want to go to Pedro, and we're, as I told you guys before this started, this time goes really, really fast, so we're going to have to get your promise that you're going to come back on the program because we got a lot more to talk about. And, of course, that helps me, and I'm just totally blessed that you guys are here. Pedro, you have a year-long drug treatment program that Expect a Miracle is providing to the community, both men and women. Right now you're located down on Lagunitas, down pretty far south 2nd Street, but you're getting ready here in the next few months to have a new facility.
That's right.
Tell us about the ministry and when you hope to have all this come together.
Well, right now we are in our first phase. It's the kitchen and dining area where we would be feeding the residents of Expect a Miracle. And then once we finish and complete our first phase, then we'll move on to our second phase, which will be where the men will be living at.
Okay.
And So we're hoping by the end of the year, we'll be completed with our first phase.
But right now, you have people in your Lagunitas facility.
Correct.
That are engaged as a community working these out. Are you still baking bread?
We still bake bread.
So you may, folks in the community may see people with banana bread.
We got banana bread. We have apple bread. We have pumpkin bread.
I've actually watched you guys bake it. You guys are developing. Here's the fun thing for me is I go down to the facility on Lagunitas, and this is about 3 years ago, but I see folks getting together and just everything. I know you have health department and everybody else is after any restaurant in Albuquerque for cooking. They're on you guys too.
Yes.
You have to do everything by the book. And the neat thing is you're training people how to cook and handle food and the chain of getting that refrigerated and all the things that need to happen. And they're really learning that. And then you have a team. They're going out and raising money for the ministry, and it's hard work.
Yes, it is.
So a lot of great things. And so that's still happening. How can people get involved with Expect a Miracle and supporting you and coming alongside you?
Well, we have our website. It's expectamiracleabq.com, where people can donate to the ministry, or people can also come to the facility on Lagunitas. And if they want to, give some of their time, we have the kitchen where they can cook for the men and women that are in the facility. Mm. We're looking for partners to be able to just come in and also give us an opportunity to give the men and women a break and get them into class and not, we serve 3 hot meals a day. And, this is something that we would hopefully to grow in, have these people to be able to come and just donate their time on the facility.
Pedro, I don't know all these men. I know Travis because Travis is an old basketball guy. We'll give out his number because he's a basketball official after the show is over. You coaches who are disappointed with Travis, and I'm just teasing. Travis does a great job, and he's involved with basketball because he loves it. But I see you four here all look like people that I would trust as a coach. But I can also tell that you're not going to let anybody get away with anything. I mean, there's some discipline involved with kicking.
Correct.
An addiction. So we want to encourage people that have an addiction. If it's time and you're tired of your circumstance, you need to get involved with Expect a Miracle, or you need to utilize the services of Steel Bridge and just get it taken care of. And it's going to be a fight, and it's going to be tough. Long time ago, a young man that I was coaching told me, "I'm confused because I'm in pain." And he was in pain because we just run a bunch of sprints and thing at a basketball practice. And I looked at him, I said, the exact opposite is true. You are completely clear why you are feeling pain. Pain is definitive. It's not confusing. But people, when they feel pain, they say they're confused when they're really not confused. It's clear. If you have an addiction problem and you're in pain and you're suffering, clearly Jesus is the answer.
That's right.
Tell me about your ministry and how you share that and just what goes into kicking an addiction, Pedro.
Lots of prayer. Mm. Lots of prayer, most of all. We see people that come in struggling with this addiction. And, in our ministry, we have a prayer chain that goes from 12 o'clock midnight to 7 o'clock in the morning, with our residents taking different time periods praying throughout the whole night. That's awesome. That's the way that we are actually seeing the chains of addiction being broken is, first of all, prayer. Then after we get them through that phase, then we get them into the Word of God. Mm-hmm. We help them, start to learn and memory scriptures, and we help them to be able to, give them the opportunity to receive the Word of God through the teachings and the Bible lessons that we have on the facility.
What's the tough part of going through a program and getting away from an addiction? What's the tough part? Withdrawals and all those things.
Obedience. Hmm. Obedience would be the toughest part. We live a life of disobedience separated from Christ. So our life is a life of chaos through our disobedience. then when we come to Christ, we, as children of God, we now have to live obedient lives. And that's the most struggle that we see, in the program, is people struggling just to be obedient in the small things. Mm-hmm. And you know, obedience brings blessings. You know, disobedience, like even in the Bible, it talks about brings curses upon your life. So he says, choose to be obey or choose to disobey. It's going to be on you. You know, do you want to be blessed or do you not want to be blessed?
Sure.
You know, and we try to teach these men and these women, you know, just be obedient in the small things. If God just tells you to be still, just be still.
Right.
You know, if God tells you to pray for somebody, go pray for them. That's the leading of the Holy Spirit in your life.
So the year commitment, folks are living together. They're sure. Supporting one another. They're working together. They're raising money together. They're cooking for each other. I mean, they're serving one another. And that community is really helping a lot of people. How do you graduate from the program?
Well, we have a 1-year commitment. And right now what we're doing is we're working on our second phase. It's actually after you graduate the 1 year, then you have the opportunity to live and also go work. Mm. And then we will try to.
But you're still working. You're still living in the community.
You're still living in the community.
Okay.
And then from there is you got to learn. You're going to have to get up. You're going to have to go to work, and then you're going to have to come back and then also serve, you know, in the church and serve at the home and still go back to work, back and forth.
Hebrews 12:11 says discipline is never pleasant, but it yields for those who train by it the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Yeah. So if you stay disciplined, it gives you back more than you invest in it, because that's the Holy Spirit working in your life. Yes. So awesome. Travis, how about Steel Bridge? Where are we at with Steel Bridge in terms of how many residents can you handle now? I know the city of Albuquerque is planning on doing something with a homeless shelter. I don't know if that dovetails with what you guys are doing. You've already mentioned you have a nice partnership with them. Yeah. Give us some ideas about that.
Yeah, so we have the capacity to hold up to 72 men.
Wow.
And 26 women. And currently we're at 59 men in the house and 21 women. So we're close to that capacity range. And just like Pastor Pedro was saying earlier, the key for us is getting them to change that narrative in their mindset, that story. So he said prayer. We feed them with the Word of God as well. We teach them what they need to do and what they need to go. The next step that we want to really apply is what I think a lot of maybe even churches and us as just people miss out is how to practice spiritual disciplines, how to live as a Christian. What do you need to do every single day? You wake up, you go to work, you got to be devotional, you got to be committed to what's going on. Just like when we are athletes, there's a discipline to it, and you got to move forward on that. And then you got to surround yourself with people that support you.
Yes.
You can't go to the places you used to go to.
Yeah, wow, that's really important. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what we do. That's what's so beautiful about Expect a Miracle and Steelbridge, because they're no longer in the world, right? They're guarded, they're protected with a group of believers that go with one direction. And then you're going to see some fruit being bared. So the Holy Spirit has to work on their life and continue to work in their life, because that's what he's here to do.
Okay, so these are all very serious topics, you guys. Can folks that are in the midst of this have any fun?
Yeah.
I mean, can they laugh, and can they just have a blast? Can they, you know, I feel like we're always talking about these heavy subjects, but I can't imagine, you know, do you get to watch a ball game and cheer and scream and yell, or I don't know.
Well, for Expect a Miracle, we, you know, we have a softball team.
Oh, nice.
You know, we play at Tom T.
There you go.
You know, we like to go to the golf course. We like to, you know, there's plenty of fun things to do. We go to the movies. Just recently, we took the whole home to Golden Corral to have dinner.
Nice.
You know, we're a family.
I like it.
We're a family. They come into our house. It's me, my wife, and my children that they're living with, and we're a big home. We just welcome everyone into our family.
And you guys have great stories too, right, Pastor Pedro?
Correct.
You've had some great successes.
Right now, you know, we're kind of going over the stats, and we have actually over 30 people that have successfully completed the program that are actually serving full-time, you know, in Legacy Church in various departments.
Oh, wow.
We have over 50% of our home that are also actually serving in the Legacy Church as well.
Wow. Good stories. Well, we got to take another break. We'll be back right after these messages. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hi, this is Sarah Crutchfield with High Desert Hospice. Our family at High Desert Hospice would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Online at highdeserthospice.care. That's highdeserthospice.care. Merry Christmas.
In Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. Brethren, let's always make room for others in Christ's love, especially for Christmas. Let no one you love be alone. Wishing you a very blessed Christmas from Elaine at Ramos Real Estate.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
I tell my kids all the time this, you'll never do big things when you're distracted by small things. You could be, in your own leadership, distracted by social media, unnecessary text, emails that waste your time, browsing, chatting with coworkers, and etc. If I were doing this in a big talk, I would say, starve your distractions and feed your focus. And I want to say it here relationally. Starve them. Remove the distractions and feed your focus. Starve distractions, feed your focus. Here's what we have to understand. Whenever you have what somebody else calls an opportunity, hey, this is a great opportunity for you. If it doesn't hit your end goal, what you want to learn is the art of politely declining. What you're going to do is you're simply going to smile and you're going to decline. Always smile and just say something like, I thank you, but this isn't going to work for me. That's it. All you have to do is say no. This is so important. You don't have to give a reason.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
At Bosky HVAC and Roofing, our priority is investing in our community, and we don't want to forget those less fortunate. May your home be filled with joy this Christmas season. Our family and staff wish you and your family a blessed and wonderful Christmas.
God's word is his love letter to you. Each page reveals his character and wisdom so you can grow closer to him and live out his plans for your life. We want to help you do that by sending you Skip Heitzig's overview of the Bible from 30,000 feet. You'll learn the major themes, principles, people, and events from every book of the Bible as you spend 1 year flying over Genesis through Revelation. The Bible from 30,000 feet is a practical way to increase your knowledge of God's Word. And along the way, you'll discover how God calls to you from throughout the overarching story of Scripture and how you can apply His truth to your life every day. We'll send you your copy of this engaging resource when you give a generous donation of $35 or more today to help keep these teachings on the air, connecting you and others to God's Word. So call now to give 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I have been in studio this afternoon with the team from Legacy Church, Associate Pastor Daniel McCabe, Travis Clark, he's the director of Steelbridge, Pastor Pedro Jaramillo, he's the director and pastor of Expect a Miracle, and Dustin King, he oversees the homeless outreach, and he is the liaison with Feed New Mexico Kids. And Dustin, I got to tell you, man, you're already feeding over 400 people a week.
Yeah,
and that's an amazing amount of snack packs to be putting together.
Yeah, so weekly with, and that's just with the kids, and then in the homeless ministry itself, there, you know, we do SOS street ministry twice a month, so where we're actually going out. Finding people in the different places where they congregate during the day, and you know, talking to them about Jesus and doing stuff just straight right there on the street. Other than that, we do have the two events that we do a month. One at noonday, where we do a full-on service, and we just had that this last week, and it was our Christmas one. So it was cool because we were able to give out Christmas presents, and we were able to connect. And the number of kids that are in the in our L Kids service at noonday is, you know, there's going to be 20 or so kids who come with their parents who are homeless, and they come and we're able to spend time with them and to minister to them other than just feeding them.
So. Yeah. Maybe I should direct this to Travis. Travis, are there homeless people in Albuquerque? I mean, I think I had a misconception that if you were on the street, and somebody came up to you and said, here is a roof we can put over your head and a place you can eat, that person would snap that up in just a second. But a lot of people don't want that help. Is that true?
That's very true. Matter of fact, that's probably a majority of the ones that are still out on the streets because they like the freedom. Mm. They like to be able to go their way, do their way. And that's kind of what's caused the issues that they're running into.
And they really are putting themselves in danger, aren't they?
Yeah, every day. I mean, it's number one, not safe out there at this time of the year because it's cold.
It's cold.
So they can freeze to death and die from there. But then the other side of it is that just the dangers of what's taking place with the disease from the drugs that are out there. I mean, hepatitis A and C and AIDS and everything else that's rampant out on the streets because they share needles, they share everything in that community. The dangers of being killed out on the streets and the knives and the guns that are there. So there's all kinds of dangers taking place that they're putting themselves in harm's way when there's lots of ministries, lots of help and resources that they could utilize.
So let's switch now to Daniel. And again, for those of you, you can't see us here in the studio, but I got these. There's five of us. We're all pretty big guys, and we're kind of jammed in a little tiny studio. But we are having so much fun talking about this today. Daniel, each one of these gentlemen has shared a vision and
right.
what they do kind of on a daily basis. And the numbers of people, which is astronomical. I mean, the numbers of people that the body of Legacy Church is serving is huge. How do you keep track of all of this?
Well, there's definitely some work behind that. And part of it's partnering with great ministries as well.
Yes.
So coming alongside Feed New Mexico Kids, coming alongside Expect a Miracle, so that we're able to help them do what they do and help them do it better. So that we're not running it. We're not telling Pastor Pedro how to run anything. We're not telling Holly how to do her thing. We're coming alongside and helping organizations, helping ministries do what they do even better. You made a comment earlier about, we don't do anything small. And part of the reason is that is because we know, hey, as a big church, we can do big things. And so God's going to hold us accountable and responsible for that. So we can come alongside and say, hey, we can raise almost $120,000 this December for Make-A-Wish. We could come alongside and, because of generous people, make sure Stillbridge still exists today. And then we can come alongside some of these other ministries and support them and make things happen because God's given us some great resources. God's given us some great people that really make things happen. We're truly blessed with the people that God's given us at all of our campuses here that come alongside and make things happen by giving their time, by giving their finances so that we can do the things that we do well and then help the ministries that we come alongside and help, or organizations. They're not all ministries. Some of them are organizations that we come alongside and help them.
Well, I want to point out that the website to Legacy Church is legacychurchnm.com. And a lot of these programs are outlined in what you do. Let's talk now about Legacy.
Okay.
You attend a service at Legacy. You come to faith in the Lord. What kind of happens? What do you do with a new believer, and how do they get plugged into the body?
Yeah, that's a great question, because that's what we want to see is people come to know Christ. They're given an opportunity in every service, whether it's a midweek service or a weekend service. They're going to be given the opportunity to accept Christ in every service. Actually, any event that we have, it's kind of funny, because any event that we have at the church, if a concert comes to town or something, they know they're not allowed to use the facility unless they're willing to give people the opportunity to accept Christ. We've turned away some people that people would be shocked if we gave their names of musicians that said, nope, we're not going to do that. Well, that's okay. Then you can't have your event at Legacy. If you're going to have your event at Legacy, every event is going to have the opportunity for people to come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So once that happens, then our goal is to say, hey, we want to come alongside you. We want to help you. We're going to pray with you. We're going to give you a Bible. We're going to show you some steps that you can take next, which I'm sure, most churches do. They come alongside and say, hey, here's your next step so that you can move into everything that God has for you. Because once they connect with God, then like I said before, we want them to grow relationships. Because then that's why they're going to stick around. They're going to say, okay, we get around other believers, just like Travis was mentioning. Hey, let's pull homeless people out from their environment and get them around other people that are going to support them. Well, a new believer needs that as well in a church. So it's important for them to grow relationships. One of the ways they do that is by taking what we call a next step class. They take 4 weeks of that.
And then they can, it's an hour long for those 4 weeks. They learn about who we are, who the church is, who they are, the things that God's given them, the gifts and abilities that God's given them, understand their personality, and then where they're going to best be able to serve, and give them some thoughts and suggestions. They pick, hey, this is where I'd like to serve. And we see some great things happen. We have a couple other classes as well, just to help people get free from their past and some of the different things that have gone on. So it's definitely a process. We want to be continually always helping people take their next step, whatever that next step is in their journey. We want to see them get water baptized, the importance of that, to help them solidify what God's doing. And once someone gets involved, then they get around other believers and other, you know, really things start to really happen then when they begin to serve and give their time, whether it's directly in the church or then they start helping with some other ministries as well.
Daniel, I'm thinking about water baptism just because it's, I have to tell you, that's one of the most fun things I've ever seen. When I saw my kids get baptized, and there's a lot of hooting and hollering, there's no Lobo game that had louder cheering than when my kids got baptized.
That's great.
And so I know that's a lot of fun. And you guys have a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, your worship teams are up there. You've got three or four folks, great singers, great music. Everything's contemporary. I think you got to talk Pastor Smotherman into doing a little dance for us one of these days, though. I'm not sure he's got the rhythm of some of the other guys that I've seen up there.
That's funny.
Hey, tell me, do you think there's people, and any of you can take this, you are working with people that are in difficult circumstances, but to some degree, well, we all know that we have skeletons in our closet, we have sin in our lives, we have things that somehow we feel disqualify us from the relationship with God. That's a message from the enemy.
Absolutely.
How do you break people out of that?
You know, one of the things is you can continue to see people as they listen to that lie, go back to, you know, many times if they're addicted, they'll go back to that addiction, try and get free from it on their own or the first couple of times, because when they hear that lie and they don't think they're worthy and they go back to it. We actually have someone that works on our staff now that she was addicted for over a decade. Went to Pastor Pedro's program, and then got completely free from that addiction. Now she works on our team. And so there's the possibility of people falling into that trap of that guilt and that shame if they don't truly get free. And Pastor Pedro may have some more thoughts on that as well.
Yes, it's we have to be careful, because what we do is it's so easy to listen to the lies of the enemy. It's, you know, we hear, you know, these voices within our mind, and, you know, our job is we have to teach them that we have to be careful on what voice are we listening to, you know, the voice that you listen to has such a great impact in your life, you know.
Pedro, if somebody's listening right now, and they may be having this internal conversation that they're not worthy. You know, they're addicted. They've tried many things to try to get out of some situation. How would you encourage them that they can get away from this addiction? They can get away from this sin. They can be free and they can live an abundant life.
I think the best advice is open up the Word of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to them as they search the Word. You know, if they don't have the Bible, if they can't get to the Word of God, reach out to, you know, one of the churches. Get connected.
Travis said something important. Surround yourself with people that are good people, looking out for your best interest and that will love you and care for you. I think that's
the most important thing, is that you have to get rid of your old friends and start to develop new friends. Friends that will benefit your life. You know, it's like, you know, with the men and the women in Steelbridge and Expect a Miracle, is that we, you know, we're teaching them that, you know, you're going to have to make decisions whether you're going to go back to your old friends. You go back to your old friends, you're going to continue to live the lifestyle that you're living. You start to make new friends within the church, well, you're going to see the change that's going to start to take place because of your company.
Where do you all see the leadership of our city and how they need to be proactive in addressing some of these matters?
Well, I think the first thing, it's happening, right? They've requested that there be help on the homeless side of things taking place. But the key component is going to be everybody being humble, open, and transparent. If we can do those three things, if we all work together and not put personal interests out in front of it, if we can truly make a decision that we're going to say we're going to put money to create solutions to change people and not guide them in direction to enable them, and we're going to break the cycle and we're going to love them for the right direction, then we can make changes.
Amen. Thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll have you back. Merry Christmas.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.